So tonight's shir is sponsored by the Reich family and Nancy's brother Shmuel Ben Ephraim. All of a shalom, tonight's learning should be a zechus and aliyah for his neshama. And people should continue to take. We're very casual here. You can keep taking, we're eating. On the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, discusses a pasuk that we're all familiar with and gives us 10 insights into one pasuk. This reminds me when I was preparing, we did earlier the 10 different reasons, 10 different opinions as to what exactly went wrong in Parshas Chukas with Moshe Rabbeinu in the rock, and we saw different things. So here's going to be 10 different ideas to think about in the pasuk which we're familiar with. We know, we just said it a few minutes ago, that it's in Perek Dalet, pasuk Lamed Aleph, V'idata hayom v'hoshivos l'avecha, ki Hashem hu Elokim, v'shamayim imam ha'aretz mitachas ein od. You should know this day and take it to your heart that Hashem is the God in heaven above earth. There is none other. So maybe, perhaps, on a different occasion, we'll have time to learn that Tanya has a sefer, Shar HaYichud VeEmuna, where he takes this pasuk and goes to 12 prakim to understand what exactly was the hav, meaning like they had to come and negate the fact that there's no Hashem, what, mitachas? Like, okay, Hashem Elokim, that Yud Ke Vav Ke, which is midas of Hashem's gilui and revelation, is also Elokim, which is concealing it, Yichud. Yichidu Iloh, Yichidu Tatoh, Shema, and Baruch Shem is a whole fascinating development of that. But for tonight, I want to go through the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And if you have in front of you, I think it's page 19 is where he picks it up in the source sheets. So he's working on the pasuk V'yadata Hayom. So the pshat is you should know today, right? You should think that Hashem is God. There's no others. But there's more than that. Tzarech Ledas, Ma Yadiyas Yom Miyomim. What does it mean today? Today, like more than any other days. Ma Yoshiv Alibo. And what are you supposed to put to your heart on this day? Like, what's the deeper idea? So he's going to give us 10 different, I won't say pshatim, but ramazim that are contained in this pasuk. And Hayom doesn't necessarily mean the day, right? I mean, sorry, it doesn't mean this day. It means the day. There is a day that you should be thinking about, and that's going to help you put into your heart the Hashem Hu Elokim. So let's work this out. For Ulai Shnis Kavin Laharos. Maybe Moshe was referring to different concepts that you have to know in order to be machnia, to subdue the yetzahara that's in your heart. And all 10 of these are going to be hinted at in the word hayom. And I guarantee you, you're never gonna say this pasuk. You know, well, if you're thinking about it, you could just say without thinking. But if you pick one out of these 10, here's a zichru for this. Pick one out of these 10 to remember for the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. So the first thing is that you talk about is the day of death. Aleph. Al derech amar Rizal, Chazal say, im poga b'cha menuvel zeh. If this disgusting menuvel comes to you, the Yetzirah comes to you, he's repulsive, right? You should remind certain things. Vim lav yizkor lo yom hamisa. And if you can't do all the things that remember, learn Torah, say Kriya Shema, if not, remember the Yom HaMisa, that will be machniya him. It's going to humble your heart. V'hu amru v'yedata. And that's what it says, you should know, meaning focus, yitein b'daito, you should put your mind to, hayom hayedua, the name which is known, shehu Yom HaMisa. So again, the way you read the pasuk, now you go back to v'yadata hayom. You should know and have das. Das, as we explained many times, is a lashon of connection, of chibur, to connect to the idea itself. So remember, think of the day, not hayom today. Think of the day of Misa, and that's going to help you resist the temptations of the Yetzirah. This will restore your heart on the proper direction towards the way that's good and that's upright. It's even because it doesn't say it's a libcha. So we're familiar with the famous drush that Chazal make. Why vavecha has two bays? Why? Because libcha is you're right, but libcha is your heart. Your two hearts, your Yetzer Hara heart, Yetzer Tov heart. So that's an idea of here. Lirmoz l'shte Yetzarim, Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. That we have these two different drives within us, inside of us. So that's why it says V'hashos el livavecha. Because if you think about the Yom HaMisa, that's going to help you control the two drives that are inside you. Okay, that was Aleph. Beis. The second thing is to think about the day where the Satan is going to be shechted. Al derech omer Razal, as the Chazal tells the Gemara in Sukkah, Shel osi lavo yavi HaKadosh Baruch Hu es ha-satan v'shochato le'enei kol Yisrael. He's going to be slaughtered in front of everyone. Everyone's going to be there. It's going to be like selling my front row seats to watch the shechita of the Satan. The Gemara in Shabbos asks why, what did the Satan do to be Mechayiv? So it says, Mishum Soveya. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, you know what Soveya means? To dye something. D-Y-E. You have a shirt that's white and you want to put into a vat of red and it comes out. You dyed the shirt. Tie-dye, right? All the camps make tie-dye shirts. Mm-hmm. So why is the Yetzer Hara going to be there? Because it's Soveya. Because he dyed things. He changed the color. The Yetzer Hara was so tricky and he was so nefarious and he could make certain things that looked to be so beautiful and so elegant and so classy and so sophisticated, and it was pure Yetzer Hara. In the famous story Rabbi Nachman has of the lost princess, so when the viceroy, Mishnah Melech, is trying to find the princess, she's in the place of no good. She's in the place of evil, and everything is so prim and proper, and everything is so elegant, and there's musicians, and there's lavish food. And because the Yetzer Hara is the Satan, the Yetzer Hara is the Malach HaMaves, is Tzoveya everything. You know, the Germans, Yimach Shemo, their politeness and the etiquette they had, they would listen to symphonies as they're murdering innocent people. Right? So you think about that. So what's the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer is going to be shechted. The Satan is going to be shechted. What did he do wrong? He was Tzoveya. He dyed things. He made things that were completely immoral appear to be so romantic, so idealistic. Things that are completely the antithesis of Torah, of values. And he was able to. He has the best PR firm in the world. He's the best at social media. He knows how to like twist and corrupt things. But the truth is that that's why the Sultan is going to be shechted. He's chayav miyusah for that. That's what's malam tas malachas. So he's going to be shechted. V'tziva Moshe sheitin ha'adam yediaso hayom ahu hagadol. So Moshe says, think about that day. You know, think about what it's going to be when the Satan is going to be shechted. Shebo Yishlov Hashem Charbo V'Yishchat Samach Mem Harosh. He's going to shecht. That's the name of the Malach, the Samach Mem. Uvezeh Yoshiv El Levavo L'Derech HaYosher. And when a person is going to be thinking about that, that's going to put him on the right path. Ki Yikane HaSatan L'Fonav. He's going to see the Satan, which is the Yetzer Hara. He's going to be totally humbled and he's going to realize the Satan is going to die. Okay, so that's the second. That was Bayes of the 10 things to think about. Gimel?
The negative portion of the person, the Yetzer Hara of the person, that's going to be shechted?
Yes.
Are you talking about the...
That part, that drive inside of us is going to be shechted. Now there's a difference... It's a little beyond the scope for now. There's a difference between when we talk about like a Nefesh HaBahamas and a Yetzer Hara. They're not the same thing. Nefesh HaBahamas is an animal drive, which could be used for good. A person has a drive. You have a drive to do something. You can channel that drive, that Nefesh HaBahamas, to accomplish amazing things. Like even in English, we talk about like a car has horsepower. Horsepower. It's Nefesh HaBahamas. It's the horse, the power of the horse. We have drives inside of us. We could channel it. Person wants to be Messiah Shas. They use the Daf Yomi. That could be Nefesh HaBahamas. It's a drive to do something. It's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. It's Nefesh Elokis, Nefesh HaBahamas. Nefesh HaBahamas usually is self-centered. Nefesh Elokis is God-centered. Whereas Nefesh Elokis, I want to lose my identity. Nefesh HaBahamas, I want to assert my identity. But the Yetzer Hara is different. The Yetzer Hara is not valuable. The Yetzer Hara is there just to trick us and to distract us and to get us to do things that are against the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, deep down, the Yetzer Hara doesn't want us to be successful. Deep down, there's a mashal that's quoted. It's quoted in Tanya, from Zohar, that quotes the mashal of a Zona and a Ben Melech. There's a Zona who is hired by the king to test the prince. Now, deep down, the Zona does not want the prince to be... To fall, wants to be strong, but if she gives in and like betrays her mission, so then she's not being honest because the king hired her. She has a job to do. So the Yetzer Hara also has a job to do. The Yetzer Hara is doing what Hashem wants us and to test us and to try it, to give us a nisayon. But deep down, the Yetzer Hara itself doesn't want us to be successful. The Yetzer Hara is only doing its shlichus, but it wants us to overpower it. But that's the idea about it being shechted. So it's what you're saying is true, Ken. It's part of us, inside of us, the Yetzer Hara. But I'm trying to just draw out a little bit. That's not the same thing as the Nefesh HaBahamas. That's the drive.
But this idea that everyone will see, think of the day when everyone is going to see the destruction of the Yetzer Hara.
Right.
Of this, not the Yetzer Hara, the
The Satan is the Yetzer Hara.
Okay, so this destruction, so it's actually, you should think that if you think of the day, then you're thinking, I don't want to be punished, so therefore I'm not going to, that's the drive.
The punishment is going to come, it's a different point, but it's going to be related to coming up soon. Hold on for like... It's a different point. That thing is coming up in Dalad, if I remember. It's Dalad. Your point is going to be Dalad. So let's go to Gimel. Od Yirtzeh Sheyizkor Lo Hayom, the day. Hayom HaGadol Shehu Yom HaDin. The fact that we're going to... The day we're going to be judged, right? When everyone's being, you know, Hashem decides the fate of everybody. Ma Yase Ki Yokum Keo V'chi Yifkod Ma Yeshiven. What Hashem's going to judge me? What am I going to answer? Uma tigdal cherposo lifnei kahal ve'eda elyonim v'tachtonim. How great an embarrassment the person's going to be, exposed for everything they did. Uvezeh hashivosa elavech. That's the idea about thinking about that you're going to be judged. What's it called in Madison Square Garden? That big screen, the Globotron. What's the name for it? If it's not at first, the boys would tell me like this. They all know these things. There's a name for it. It's called the big screen at Madison Square Garden. I don't remember. But imagine 50,000 of your closest friends are all there watching all your veris being played on the big screen. What a busha. What a busha. So that's the third thing the Or Chaim is talking about. Hayom. Think about that day of judgment. The Elyonim and Tachtonim means the angels, the people down here. Everyone's going to see. It's going to be totally embarrassing. Now, what Ken said, number four, about the punishment is Dalad. There's the red glare of the sun. I was actually thinking about this when I was taking my son for a walk. That's our routine to get him to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So he's asking me, why is the sun red?
Which sun?
Shalom. I put Shalom in the stroller. Al derech omrom, based on when Chazal say Gomer Bava Basra, lama hachama b'boike pane adumim? Why is the sun red in the morning? So the answer is, fi shaveres al pischa shel gehinim. Because overnight, it was red in the morning because it passed through Gehinim. On the bottom, and that red, it gave it a suntan. It warmed up the sun. Think about what the routine is of hayom. The day here means the sun. Think about what the sun does every day. The sun comes up red, and it just passed through Gehinnom. Imagine you have to stay there. Imagine, do not pass go. What's it, in jail, right? You do not collect $200, go directly to jail. You get stuck there, and you're in there. V'tira hakara b'shemesh. There's punishments for people who go against Hashem's will. And every day you see that reflection of Gehinnom in the redness of the sun, that's something to think about. And that's going to restore a person to proper derech, because he's going to realize that Rishayim are going to go to Gehinnom. So that's the idea. And then that we can't, when you think we're talking about the idea of a person being held accountable, going to be punished for that, that's what he's talking about over here. Then the Or Chaim HaKadosh now goes to the a little bit more of a Kabbalistic approach, but I think we can give, we'll go over it, but we'll try to give a little bit of a more, relatable for those of us who are not experts in Kabbalah. Al derech amram anshe emes shonim b'shin ayin. Those anshe emes, the people who learn the emes, the Kabbalah, with the 370, shin ayin is gematria, 370, the 370, the lights of the Torah. So this idea of, it's a play on words, the Sefer Ner Lamor, the idea of anshe emes, shonim b'shin aleph, right, is anshe emes sone batza, right, the people who hate batza, besha, right, that's the play on words. For the people who hate taking bribes. Ki b'chinas ha-kedusha tikare yom. Kedusha is called yom. That's the name for it. B'chinas ha-zarus tikare laila. And things that are alien to holiness, which is like, tumah, that's called laila. Al yedei ma'ase adam yikached b'chinas yom v'yeh chelko b'midas laila. When a person does sinful things, so you become isolated and detached from that aspect of Yom, the day, and then you become associated with the Laila. That's what David said. I'm afraid. I'm afraid at night. I'm afraid of losing myself to these kochos of Tuma, which are called Laila. V'hu amru v'yadata hayom. So that's now the fifth idea that the pasuk means, it says you should know hayom, the day, pirush. Hishtada ledas vida zu shenikris hayom. You should try and strive and to endeavor to have this attribute of holiness, which is called yom, to gain an appreciation for being associated with it and realize how it would be miserable to be if you were ever separated from it. And that way you can restore it, bring yourself back to the way of emes. So what I was thinking of this, again, we understand, good is yom and bad is laila. There's a Mesilas Yesharim. In the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, he writes that one of the features of night, and why Gullus is referred to as night, is that people, things, could appear to be not like they are, right? Person has a 20/20 vision. So you see things in the nighttime, things are distorted. I remember once I was walking, it was a Friday night, and I thought, in the distance, like someone was like tying their shoes. I didn't think too much, I just kept walking. I kept walking, and all of a sudden, I was face to face with a deer.
Oh, wow.
I mean, face to face with a deer. So, I obviously, my night vision wasn't what I thought it was, because I thought it was someone like tying their shoes, and all of a sudden, So I think that's the idea. Again, this is not what the Aruch Chaim is saying, but I think just we can relate to that more, that this idea of nighttime is confusion. Shem Shifal Hirsch always talks about night as the metaphor for gullus. If things aren't clear, I think, Pashtus, we could say Yom is when things are clear, and Kedusha is something that's clear, and light is a time of confusion, of darkness. Okay, good. That was the first five. Second half. Vav is where we make a cheshvan of our daily actions. Al derech omer mazal b'sefer ha-zohar v'zeh l'shonim. What it says in Zohar, man inun mari chushbeno. Who are these people who are masters of making a cheshvan, a cheshvan ha-nefesh? Inid b'chol lelio, every night, avdin chushbeno inafshayhu, b'ma avdinan v'ahu yoma. They make a cheshvan. What? How did I spend my day? People who really, are sensitive and thoughtful people don't just put their head on the pillow. They stop and they ponder before they say that Kriya Shema Hamita, before they say B'yadcha Av Kidruchi, I'm giving back my neshama. I want to make a cheshbon. Before you give back the neshama, it's easier to fix it. Someone's telling me, like with weight loss, they said it's easier to not put weight on in the beginning than to take the weight off. So because it's easier to be preventive. So while you have the neshama with you, it's easier to do tshuva at that point in time. It's easier to do tshuva then before you give back your neshama. You still have that day with you. Once you go to sleep, that day and everything that happened goes up to shemayim. Part of the neshama obviously stays around. There's the chiyus that keeps us alive, but the Shalom goes up and gives reporting to the head CEO, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what did I do today? But all the events that happen go up in that one moment. With this, there's a fascinating story in Navi with Elisha and Eliyahu. And Elisha asks for a pishnayim, a double inheritance from Eliyahu. He says, if you're with me at the Yom HaMisa, then you can have Pishnayim. If you're not there, then you won't. Right? You familiar with this? A famous story. It's in the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Wilson has this in his Sefer. How can you give double? I can only give what I have. So he explains, no. At the time of Shas HaMisa, every single good deed, every mitzvah, all the Torah that a person accomplishes throughout their entire life is all ascending in one moment. And there are many gedolim who tried very much to be by their Rebbe, Shas HaMisa, because of the tremendous hashpah that came. And that Yom HaMisa is everything goes up. So the idea we're talking about here is that a person, before one returns it, and everything leaves us, so to speak. I mean, obviously you can always do tshuva. You can always do tshuva, but it's easier to do tshuva when it's still there. So he says, "Be these masters, what they call the mare chushpino, the masters of making a reckoning, the other ways, right? That Adkan, that's the quote from the Zohar. Hine, im ha'adam oseh, kadover hazeh, dover yom b'yomo, if a person does this every single day, yargish m'asav haroim v'yoshuv al shgogos, v'yizvada al ha'ovar, he's realizing what he did, it was shogeg, the mistakes he made, and he does tshuva for the things he did on purpose. Zula zeh letzad mir hargosha so behem, yasmid asos behem gedolim mehem. What he thinks about, the fact that he was, he didn't have a lack of consciousness, right? He's going to do tshuva for these things. Vegan ki yoshuv lo yizkor es asher avurohu lehizvado salehim. When he does do tshuva, he's not going to remember the past things. He's going to be able to make vidui on them. Vezeh tziva Moshe b'mamar v'yadata hayom. That's what Moshe tells the whole Klal Yisrael, you should know the day. Pirush shebechoyom yeda maasehu shel oso yom. Every day a person should know, make a cheshbon. What did you do that day? You know, talk about trying to remember things, right? Trying to remember the daf yomi, trying to remember our learning, trying to remember what we did. If we could sit down and make a cheshbon for what did I do this morning? Where was I at 10 o'clock this morning? Where was I at 3 o'clock this afternoon? What did I do? What mitzvahs did I do? What things did I say that I should not have said? Where places did I go that I should not have gone? Or what should I have done? Like, make a cheshbon. That's the big avoida. Rav Tzvi Meyer has a big arichus on this topic about making a cheshbon. That's what it means to be a master of reckoning. That way you won't get persisting things over and over. And certainly not going to become even worse by doing this. So that's the sixth one. The seventh, Zion, he says that Hayom, person should remember the day when they came into this world. Al derech omrin b'sefer HaZohar, again, Zohar, ki Yom Shahanefesh Bo Me Oilum Ha'elyon, from the day that the Neshama came into this world, Mashbiya Hashem al HaTorah. The Hashem makes it take an oath about committing itself to Torah. Umasra Bo Ba'onshin Merubim V'yiduim Merubim Im Tetiv. It warns them of punishments that are going to happen if it goes against the Torah and talks about the wonderful rewards if it does the good things. Fa'ayim B'sefer Zohar, look in the Zohar where it elaborates on this. V'cheneged Yom Zeh, Omer V'yedata Hayom Pirush Hayom Shenoso. You should remember the day in which you traveled. Shv'yizkor Yom Nesias Nasho Me'olam Ha'elyon B'ma Kama Hasros. With the warnings that it got to be a tzaddik and not to be a rasha. V'zeh yoshiv el libo. And that, when a person thinks about it, is going to direct him to think about it. So again, we're getting more and more a little esoteric over here. When a person's, you know, saying the pasuk, yadata ha'om yishmos ha. Oh yeah, I should really think about the day when my neshama came into my guf. If you have the sensitivity of the Orach Chaim, something to aspire to. Every one of his comments is just, there's so much depth in all these. Okay, good. We're rounding it up. The next yom is Olam Haba. Al derech omrim ki olam hazeh yikari laila. This world is called laila. We said over from the Mishnah, from the Mesilas Yesharim, because things are not what they appear to be, just like in nighttime. Olam ha'elyon yikari yom. And the next world is called the world on high, where we go after we leave this world, is called yom. Things are clear. Things are understood there. You know, like even in English, you have a phrase like that, right? Clear as day, right? Mirchun ha'yom, right? Make the sale to me as clear as day, says Yaakov to Esav. People see things that are, they conflict. We see good people who suffer. We see Rishoyim who are prosperous. Doesn't make sense. Tzadik ralo, v'rash v'toivlo. Le'ein cheker. The depth of Hashem's running the world, it's unfathomable. Yatehu livavo mibchor betov hanitzchi. Person could be swayed from choosing the everlasting good. V'yareu harishayim ba'olam hazeh shemas richin umar vichin. They are doing disgusting things. Nevertheless, you know, they have a lot of revach. They have a lot of they're prospering. V'yomrei lav halo tirei ki toifu. Don't you see this is good? V'ze'omer v'data hayom shehu olam hamas hamis yachis elav yoim. Moshe says, know the day. Think of the day, the next world is going to happen, right? Hashivos elavavecha teshuva nitzachis. Nitzachas, and you'll remember it, you'll have a very strong response to this. Ki Hashem bocher hakiyum ledidov. Hashem chooses everything for his tzaddikim, the ones who are dear to him. Umeshalem lesonov. And he's going to punish those, pay them back, all the rishayim, for everything they did, so they're going to have no chelik. This is a common theme in the idea of theodicy, right? Why good things happen to bad people, well, bad people have good things. So one of the approaches, there's many, many ways of addressing the issue. At the end, we really can't, we don't know. It's just, that's the answer. But in the meantime, before we get to that point, say we just really don't know. The idea is that Hashem could give Rishayim, they get in this world. So you wiped out your bank account, right? And then the tzaddikim, so they whatever they need to, you know, their minor things they need to get polished up in this world are taken care of, so then they can go with a clean slate to the Olam HaEmes. Okay, the next one, we're up to Tess, is about Matan Torah, the day when the Torah was given to the Klal Yisrael. V'oderech Omer Rizal, the Pasuk Vayhi Erev Yom HaShishi, right? We're familiar with this at the beginning in Chumash Bereishis. Shehisno Hashem Imasim Bereishis. Yom Matan Torah, right? It's Hashishi. The others don't have that Hey Hayidia, the sixth day. right? Don't ask me a kasha that was really given on the 7th of Sivan. Okay, fine. We celebrate Yisrael Shavuos on the 6th. V'huma sharamas ba'omro v'yadata hayom. You should know hayom v'adei pirush hayom ha'nichbad shenigla al har Sinai ma nora ma'asov. When Hashem's amazing, awesome actions were revealed on that day, v'sha'ala bo ha'tanai im ha'olam. And that's when the Tanai, the condition was made with the world, that it's only going to exist if the Klai Yisrael will accept the Torah. This will bring a person to connecting to the Torah. So, and all these things said, Hashivosa el Vavecha, right? All these things, that was like, it was like an independent clause, right? If you think about it, that's a separate thing. Ki Hashem hu Elokim. But right, that's why a person has to think about it. So now, if working on this, Ki Hashem Elokim, you have a different way of understanding it. L'derech z'omer Ki Hashem Elokim nimshach imash lemale v'hashivos levecha. According to this, it's a hemshich, it's a continuation of what we just said. V'hashivos levecha, you should, you know, and put this into your heart. She'ayde hayoma hu hukar l'chol ha'olam ki ein Elokim z'lasso b'shamayim v'ha'aretz. Because by the day of Matan Torah, when Hashem, the whole world, right, saw this, that there's an Ein Od, V'om Rezal, V'pasek, Ki Merosh, V'seser, Dibarti, it's Mechilta on Shmos, it's a pasuk in Shal, I didn't speak secretly with him at first, but that the whole world heard, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So that's what it means, when you think about giving of the Torah, then that's going to lead a person to understand that Ein Od Mavada, there's nothing else except for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, the way the Tanya takes it is the concept of panentheism. There's nothing that exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is continuously creating the world. It's like an ongoing process. We're saying, Ein Od, there is nothing that exists outside of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's nothing extra to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zarm Elokai Be'odi. I'll sing to Hashem, Elokim, Be'odi means with something that's Tofel, right? The same Ein Od Milvado means that there's nothing, everything is existing within the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And now the last one, Shabbos, comes to Shabbos. You know, Nesiva Shalom will often end his pieces in, you know, connecting the whole theme he has, he develops, he brings it back to Shabbos, now it connects to Shabbos Kodesh. So too, on an Erev Shabbos, it's Kedai to the last, the tenth of them, that the Yom, the day, is the day of Shabbos. Yizbar al Derech Om Rezal. We can say what it says in the Medrash, Shokel Shabbos Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula. That keeping Shabbos is, in a certain sense, you know, the equivalent of everything. We have different mitzvahs like this. Rav Volpi has a sefer where he says, like, talks about like tzitzis. Tzitzis is Shokel Kineged Kol HaTorah Kula. So he explains how that is connected. Each one of these things, but in a certain aspect, Shabbos is connected to everything. V'hine l'fi sheyavo ha'yetzer v'yom l'odom. Yetzer is going to come and say to someone, Ma koichecha ki teyachil l'kayim kol ha'torah kula shehi shleimus ha'odom. Why do you have to, you know, keep the whole Torah, right? To do everything. That's what's going to be shlemus. Umagam adam shavaruchu ros rabos. You've done so many bad things already. Yarchikehu hayetzer matuchel sakin esasher paulo yadecha meharos. Yeah, what are you going to fix? You know, all the bad things your hands have done already. You're really going to be able to, you know, fix everything? So zeh omer Moshe, because to contradict what the Yetzer Hara tells a person, that's what Moshe says. V'yadata hayom. To answer back the Yetzer Hara. Again, that's our whole theme for all these 10 different things we should think about, says the Or HaChaim. So you should know Hayom, the day of Shabbos. Dechsiv ki Shabbos Hayom, right, when it says that. Tein Daitcha, pay attention. All of the Vo, Toshuv, Elavecha. If you think about Shabbos, that Shabbos will go to your heart. Ki hu Shokul Kneged Kol HaTorah, because Shabbos, you'll realize keeping Shabbos is Ki'ilu, like a person's keeping the entire Torah. V'zeh yo'il listor shtei tonus. This will counteract the two claims, the two types of things the Yetzer Hara can tell a person, and Shabbos is the antidote to both of them. Right? What's the first one? Bein l'sakin ma shavruhu me ham radim bein mehashlamas hanefesh. To fix the merida is a rebellion. Thank you. A rebellion you had. Right, and the other thing about is about fixing, giving a shlemus to perfecting your neshama. Sha'ayde shmiroso, by keeping Shabbos, harehu ki'ilukim tarig mitzvos. It's like you kept all the 613 mitzvos. So you see that Shabbos is like a it's a it's you know a, What's the word? They have this in the vitamins, the multivitamin, right? You take one pill, and it's like you get everything. You keep Shabbos, you get everything with it. You have everything is contained within Shabbos. A person doesn't stand the kochos, the taz, right? It's a fascinating thing that the Gemara says that if you're kolshem shabbos moichlin is kol avonosav, right? So he asked me mon of shach. If the person did tshuva, so what do you need Shabbos for? And if a person didn't do teshuvah, so then how does Shabbos give you mechila? That's the Taz's kasha, right? The Gemara says, you keep Shabbos, you get forgiveness for everything. But how does that work? Again, if you kept Shabbos but didn't do teshuvah, how does it help? And if you did teshuvah, so what do you need Shabbos for? You got to think. So it says the Taz, there's the Gemara in the end of the eighth parak in Yuma. Daf Yomi just did this. The Gemara says that there's a certain averos, like a chil Hashem, that you need Yom HaMisa to be mechaper for. Certain things, but talk goes to a whole order. A person did not do a mitzvah aseh, a person did a lo aseh, different, chilvim, etc. Mitzvah based in, goes to all them, but it says that the says for a chil Hashem that the only Yom HaMisa is mechaper. Comes along the Taz and says that's Peshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Kol Hashem or Shabbos is Moichlin Kol Averos, that you get a mechila for everything you did wrong, that's Shabbos plus Teshuvah can even give a kapora for those Averos that you need the Yom HaMisa for. That's the koach of Shabbos. Such an amazing, beautiful chiddush. I heard this from Simon years ago in the Parsha Shirim. But that's the idea that the koach of Shabbos is amazing. So that's the tenth. And the tenth is the makom patish. The person is shomer Shabbos and thinks about the lessons of Shabbos. But all these, any one of these, you could pick apart any one of these ten and just think about it. But then maybe that's something to do. You take these packets home and you'll keep them with you in a sitter. You know, I saw something beautiful. Very beautiful. I'll end with this. Rav Yitzchak Sorotzkin Shlita was speaking. I think he quoted from the name of his uncle, the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva. And we talk about on Tisha B'Av about Kavod Malchus, and that's really the theme that we daven for on Rosh Hashanah, the idea of Hashem's Malchus being revealed in the world. So he said, I believe from his uncle, that he uses his Rosh Hashanah Machzor just for Aleinu. To connect that energy and that kavana and that inspiration of thinking about it. But what a wonderful thing. That person connects to that idea that I was focused and I understood what it means. I was davening, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be open and revealed, which is the Chil Hashem, when Hashem's presence is not yet revealed in the whole world. So the Kiddush Hashem will happen, and that's what we're davening for in Aleinu. So how appropriate. Aleinu is from the Yom Noraim. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Dav. We put into the daily the Siddur. But the point of the matter is to focus on that. And these 10 Eitzos that the Or HaChaim, it's a beautiful insight. Hopefully we'll have a deeper appreciation for this Pasuk, which we're all familiar with, but I don't think we're all familiar with the 10 different explanations that he has in his Parsha. Again, I want to thank the name tonight we were learning is as a zuchus from the neshama of Shmuel ben Ephraim. We thank the Reich family for the sponsorship, and thank everybody for what has been a wonderful, wonderful summer learning experience.